Welcome back. This is Kajri. Glory to God for a new episode. Today is our Thank God It's Friday edition. I'm so excited. We are so excited. Today we'll bring to you our top 10 weird food combos as Nigerians. We said weird food combo. You know those food combinations that you hear and you're like, what? People hit that, exactly. You're gonna be shocked. And so, moving on, we're going to be giving you our juicy entertainment news. We're going to be giving you our lifestyle tips. And then, of course, we're going to be giving you our famous and hilarious Did You Know? Stay tuned, and right after this break, we'll start the show. Okay, guys, so we are in our countdown segment for today's show. And today we're not counting down music or anything like that. We are going into top 10 weirdest food ever heard in Nigeria. Yeah. So, yes, basically, some people have the light in mixing two weird foods together to make a very nasty combo. So, on the first one on our list here, we have pepper soup and bread. Like, pepper soup and bread. Who does this? Why would you even do it? Pepper soup and bread in one stomach. It's better if you drink the pepper soup alone, but why will you add bread to pepper soup, for crying out loud? This is one of the weirdest food I've ever had in my life, and I am never going to try it. Not under any circumstances will I try pepper soup and bread. But it seems some people have delight in mixing weird food. So yeah, we have it. Pepper soup and bread for the first one.
Okay, so Tosin said bread and pepper soup is like, ew. Okay, guys, I don't know. I've never tasted it before, but the sound of it seems like it should be nice, you know? I personally feel like, you know, you taking a sip of pepper soup with all those meat and fish, you know, catfish and other stuff inside of it, and eating your bread. I feel like those very soft bread, yes, soft ones, those things. I feel like it's going to make a lot of sense. But anyway, that one was still good, right? This one is going to blow your mind, like, literally blow your mind, because I personally, I feel like vomiting just thought of it. Rice and okra. Like, what? How do you mix the rice and the okra in the same plate, and then you use your spoon to lift it up, and then the okra, the resilience of the okra is also showing, and you put it in your mouth and you chew it and you feel happy that you are eating? Oh my god, you need to be checked. Yes. Because I can't believe it. I mean, people that take resilient soups with rice and or any Latin apart from swallow, really, really, I don't trust them. Yes, I really don't trust them. I mean, don't you have any irritation about food? Oh gosh, Tosin, please, the next one.
Yeah, so you just add dummy, give out the number two on the list as rice and okra. And same rice is not the only one added to okra to make a nasty combo, because on our number three, we have bread and okra. Guys, bread and okra on a plate in a stomach. Why? I don't want to imagine why people do these things. How would you add bread and okra together to make a food combination? Is your hunger that bad? Like, your taste buds, are they mutated or something? Bread and okra together. So disgusting, so nauseating, so unimaginable, so crazy. I don't want to imagine someone near me eating bread and okra. I would just puke all over the place, like, jeez, this is so disgusting. So we have it as our number three on the list, bread and okra. Yeah.
Okay, so Dustin just said bread and okra, and I mean, it's just the same kind of feeling I had towards rice and okra. It's the same one I'm having right now. But you know what? I can't express the feeling I have right now towards the next one, which is palm oil beans. Like, ewaloyi. I don't know if you guys know it. Like, palm oil beans and eba. Please, if you eat this, I don't know what you're going through, but you really need to talk to someone. Like, what? You actually, how do you take it? You take the eba, like, the muscle of the eba, and then you add the beans to it with the oil, and then you put it in your mouth, and it goes down, and then you feel like you heard something. What? Oh my god. I feel like I'll faint. It's just this food combos makes me feel like I'm going to throw out the food I just ate. Like, what? Please, 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 guys. It's good to explore food, but there's a food that you exploring it is just outrageous. Oh god. Let's move on. Probably I'll still one that will be worse than this.
I can't even believe that the number 4 own is palm oil, beans, and eba. Why? I was just laughing when Dami was saying this. Palm oil, beans, and eba. Well, let me bust your brains. Number 5, we have noodles and beans. Indomie and beans. God. What happened to Indomie and egg? What happened to Indomie and chicken? What happened to Indomie and fish? What happened to Indomie and stew? Why would you put Indomie and beans? Beans is bad enough for me personally. I don't like beans. So you now add beans on my Indomie, on my own perfect Indomie, my sweet Indomie, and you expect me to eat it. Why would you even do that? That's wickedness in the highest order. Indomie and beans. The restaurant that is going to be serving this as a menu should be closed down immediately because you are technically destroying people's intestines. Indomie and beans. Oh, God. I just feel like crying right now. I don't even want to imagine somebody adding Indomie and beans together. Like, Indomie with the spices that you put beans and you... Oh, Jesus. Ew. Yeah, so our number 5 one, we have Indomie and beans. Forgive me, noodles and beans. Let me be tush, noodles and beans.
Tosin, you don't know the level. Like, Indomie and beans is pink. I love it. Actually, if the beans is the one that's cooked ordinary, you know, without all the oil cooked together, that it has its own stew. Like, it is so nice. Anyhow, Sha, that's my own opinion. I like it. Maybe I'm also weird. Anyhow, but moving to the next one, we have Indomie and bread. What? How do you guys put that stuff in your mouth? The funniest thing is, they open up this bread the same way the Meshai does bread and egg, and then they cook the Indomie to have a little bit of excess water. They pour it inside, close it, and eat it together. Oh my god, I'm having goosebumps just thought of it. But oh well, people actually hate it. Like, this life is, well, anyhow, let's move on, please.
So for the one Dami listed as number 6, Indomie and bread, well, I guess I'm not too shocked because I had this roommate, yeah, and she enjoyed Indomie and bread. Like, though it was weird, but I guess I am not too, like, I'm not too shocked for now. But number 7, we have fried yam and Indomie. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are we destroying Indomie? Indomie is okay on its own. Why are we adding crazy things to make Indomie a nasty combo? Why are we adding crazy things to make Indomie look like something we shouldn't even think about? Like, why? I feel like I'm being cheated on. I feel like I'm being suppressed. Exactly, because Indomie is one of my favorite dishes. And then you add fried yam and Indomie on a plate for a human being with complete 5 senses of whatever to eat Indomie and fried yam. Fried yam, Indomie. How would you even eat it? Is it that you put the Indomie on the yam and eat it? Or you eat the yam first, then you eat the Indomie? Or you, I don't even know. Or you pieces the yam and then you mix it together with the Indomie. Because this is so weird. In fact, this list is making me feel like I'm going to miss my lunch. Indomie and fried yam. The person that does this should be put in jail for 2 months with hard labor and kiwi kiwi beans. Yes, that's the best punishment for that person. Because Indomie and fried yam. Nah. This is so weird. Well, it's top the list. It entered the list as number 7.
I really don't know why Indomie is at the receiving end of all these nasty combinations. Like, I feel like probably because we love Indomie so much and I'm looking for various ways to, you know, spice it up. But at least the next one doesn't have Indomie. Yay! I'm happy for Mr. Indomie this time around. This one is spaghetti and beans. How do you, take your time in the kitchen, or you go out, you buy spaghetti, and then you request for beans, and then you pour it together, because that's the only way to eat it, the way I'm saying it. You pour it together like rice and beans, and you move it, and then it's just look as if there's worm in the beans. Oh my God. But people actually hate it. And I don't know what to say then. Let's move on.
Somebody kill me. Dummy said number 8 is spaghetti and beans. Ew! well, it's not too different from Indomie and beans, so we still hear that one. Number 9, we have, Indomie again, guys. Indomie again. Indomie and pap. Indomie and ogi. Indomie and ogi. As breakfast, let's imagine this. You go into a restaurant and you're like, what you have for breakfast today? And they're like, oh yeah, we have noodles and okay. I'm like, noodles and what? Noodles and pap. Noodles and pap on the plate. For who? For who? For me. Yes, so number 9 is noodles, indomie, and pap, ogi, akamu. How? Now, I heard that someone, we actually, pour the ogi on top of inyama. Pour the ogi on top of the indomie. They mix it together. And in his mind, he's having the perfect breakfast. As someone who claims to be more tusha, if there's a word like that, will first eat the indomie, then takes more pap, then eats more indomie, then takes more pap till you empty the plate. And then your elder will be telling you, good boy, you're doing a good thing, eating indomie and pap, destroying humankind with your mutated tongues. Yes, your tongues are mutated. Indomie and pap. No. So, well, we have it as our number 9 on the list, indomie and pap, noodles and ogi, whatever, however you want to put it. That's just our number 9.
Listen, please, you can't compare my delicious indomie and beans to spaghetti and beans. I don't mix my own spaghetti and my indomie and beans together. I eat them separately because they have their own flavor. But spaghetti can't be eaten alone. You have to mix it together with the beans, like actually mix it together. So mine is so much better. And damn, people actually pour pap inside indomie. Like, what's wrong? Tell us. Like, let's find the medicine for you now. Like, what's going on? So the next one and the final one of all this weird and nasty food combo is yam and rice. If you feel like something is going on with you and you want to talk to people, we are here for you. Talk to us. We'll find a solution for you. But eating yam and rice, what's going on? Like, yam and egg is there, and that combo is so nice and delicious. Why can't you eat that? And then you decide that the one you actually feel like eating is yam and, rice. I'm sure people that can eat yam and rice would comfortably eat yam and porridge. Your taste buds, don't they complain to you? Oh my God. But that's the end of our weird food combos. And moving on, we have our entertainment news. Who is excited? Stay tuned in right after this break. We'll move into it. Over.
Edgy baby, it's your baby. Mr. No. Girl, you make me loco. You play me like a loto. All you want is my dodo. I even buy you moto. Oh no. You say you want a lolo. But why you leave me go? See now I am solo. Oh no. It could have been something different. You say you want money, baby. Oh. We could be loving my honey, kissing and cuddling, life in Miami. Oh. We could have been something different, though. You say no money, no honey, oh. You should be walking beside me morning and evening. Girl, why you running, no? I don't tire for play. Things say now you go hold me down. checking by Hello Sile. With you I want to settle down. You sweet me like soda, high me like lager, cool it down. Oh my beautiful lady, why you wanting to let me down? Mama, they've been mocking me. No, I guess the joke is on me. It's unfair, baby. It's unfair, baby. Oh, the way I want no they fuck with me. Every time she they do call me. See, I swear, baby. Oh, I swear, baby. Now you make me loco. You play me like a loto. All you want is my dodo. I even buy you moto. Loving my honey, kissing and cuddling, life in Miami. Oh. We could have been something different, oh. You say no money, no honey, oh. You should be walking beside me morning and evening. Girl, why you running? No.
Okay, guys, we've come to the end of today's TGIF edition of Cursory. Yep, I hope you had a great time, because yes, we did have a great time. Yeah, it was marvelous, it was refreshing, it was warming. We hope to see you again on Monday. Save the date, it's going to be our relationship talks day. Yeah, so mark your calendars. Okay, from me to you, we love you. From Cursory, we love you. We wish to see you here another Monday. Bye. So guys, we're in the entertainment segment of Cursory, and yeah, we're going to be bringing to you the news making the entertainment industry fresh and hot. So you should just stay tuned, stick around where you are, and let's get into it. So the first one on our list here, we have BBN Naija star Kim Oprah explains in a new video that she switches accents based on her mood. Can you imagine? You switch accents based on your mood. So she has explained that she finally addressed those who have been trolling her on different platforms for communicating in different fake accents. Speaking of how she acquired the accent, the beautiful lady who was privileged to grace Big Brother reality show said she acquired the accent from the programs she watches on TV. She added that mood determines the kind of accent she needs to use to express herself. I can be sober one moment, then boom, I switch it up. Yeah? So addressing her trolls, Kim said she wonders whether they are getting paid for it and advised them to use their time for something more productive. So I don't even know what to say about this. You switch your accents based on your mood. Wow. Linguist. Ups to you. Big ups to you. So moving on, we have Bob Risky in the news. A lot of girls hate me because I'm using their gender better than them. How are you even using gender better than someone? This Bob Risky's case is getting out of hand, honestly. Controversial Nigerian socialite Bob Risky has put, in quotes, herself in the news again over a video he made of, in quotes, herself. It's about the female gender, hating on him because she uses their gender better than they do. Yeah, so in the training video, Bob Risky calls out the females who are always hating on him because she has much more attention from men than they do. Turns out a particular glucose guardian he might be affiliated with. Bob Risky says the third person cannot be reached by regular girls who are always hating on him because he flies on a helicopter frequently. In the video, she mocks such ladies, saying he sleeps with their fathers and they can't come close to what she has achieved when it comes to run. So Bob Risky is an unrepentant run, in quotes, girl. And she's not ashamed to put it out there to the world that, yeah, sleep with your fathers when there's nothing you can do. Well, Bob Risky disgusts me, honestly, personally, but like I would say, it's your life. Yeah, so moving on, we have another BBN Niger news. I took fraud to the toilet and begged him to leave Venita for me. Ouch. Omoshola opens up. Last night's episode of BBN Nigeria Pepper Dem Reunion focused on Venita Akpofure, one of the most beautiful female housemates of the season. Venita was linked with Omoshola and Fraud in Big Brother House, and both men have during the reunion show affirmed that they were both fascinated by Venita. Wow, Venita is a hot cake, yeah? So Omoshola explained that he had to talk to Fraud to leave Venita for him. An agreement that Fraud didn't keep to. Omoshola said when he realized Fraud was flirting around Venita, despite the talk they had, he decided to kiss Esther, who Fraud was involved with, to get at Fraud. So Omoshola also revealed that at one point he was ready to fight Fraud over Venita and risks being evicted from the show. This is not love, excuse me. It's called obsession, infatuation. And why would you want to risk eviction from a show because of a lady who basically didn't claim she has any feelings for you? So this is very weird. And then you kissed somebody's girlfriend because you claimed that he was flirting around somebody who doesn't even notice you. Very weird too. So this BBN reunion stuff is like a dark room of some sort where they expose your inner secrets and thoughts and actions and all of that. Well, as I'll say again, that's their life. Yeah, so this one says, my husband will pay my bread price twice because I am tear rubber. BBN Nigeria's Thelma. So former Big Brother Nigeria housemate Thelma Ibemiri, I hope I pronounced that correctly, has taken to Twitter to share lovely photos of herself. The Imo State-born reality star captioned the photo saying her husband will have to pay her bride price twice, a meji, because she's tear rubber like a car. According to her, she was a car she hasn't been driven, insinuating she's still a virgin. Albi will have to pay my bread price times two, because if I was a car, I haven't been driven, tear rubber, she tweeted. 2 weeks ago, Thelma boasted about her bank transfer limit, saying you're not qualified to throw R if your bank transfer limit for a day is less than 2 million naira, which I am sure many Twitter users won't take seriously, because yeah, Twitter is basically a platform for trolling and you can't stop them because your bank account isn't up to 2 million naira. Am I speaking? Yes, so let's move on to another story before we go on a short break. We have Tacha in the news. Tacha reveals two female Nigerian celebrities who influenced her life. So yeah, she's in the news positively this time. Can I hear? Thank God. Ex Big Brother Nigeria BBN Nigeria housemates Tacha has commended two female Nigerian celebrities who influenced her life positively. Tacha on her Instagram page appreciated Tiwa Savage and Toke Makinwa for their influence and support in her life. Yeah, Tiwa, the Nigerian singer, and Toke Makinwa, I think she's an OAP. Yeah, OAP, on air personality. So according to Tacha, the duo have influenced her life in many positive ways. She commended them for empowering women with their influence. Her post read, empowered women empower women. Toke Makinwa and Tiwa Savage have influenced my life in different positive ways. Words truly cannot express my appreciation. Thank you, Queens, for your part in my journey. Yeah, so sweet. So yes, when we come back from this break, we still have lots and lots of stories to unveil. Yeah, so you just have to stick around, get a popcorn, get a Coca-Cola, or whatever soft drink is around the corner, and enjoy. We'll be right back. So welcome back. I hope you guys got your popcorn, your Coke, your Fanta, your drinks, and everything to continue this show with. And so moving on in our entertainment news, we have Dr. Anu. Remember the Dr. Anu that did this cosmetic surgery for Omoti, who came out like about 3 months ago and reported that she battled with her life.
at the surgery gone wrong by Dr. Anu. And then Dr. Anu was still, oh God, the story was just somehow, and it was so annoying because the doctor didn't even show any form of remorse. But right now, it says that Dr. Anu arrested and charged to court over failed cosmetic surgery that led to the death of a patient. Well, seems like Dr. Anu has done something wrong again. Like, she has another patient that is a victim of surgery gone wrong, but this patient dies this time. A trial, according to Fisayo, a journalist, kicked off today, July 3rd, at the Federal Court, High Court, Ikoyi, Lagos. The case is Federal Republic of Nigeria versus Dr. Adepoju, Anoluwapo, and MedContour, and the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission is the prosecutor. So she was brought in by the police around 11:30 a.m. today. Like, this is so sad. This is so sad. This is so sad. You know, when Omoti was a victim and she came up and, you know, cried out on social media about three months ago, drastic steps should have been taken. And now someone else just lost a life due to this again. This is so sad. This is so, so sad. Okay, so moving on. Hush Puppy wanted in 47 countries as names prominent politicians. Apparently, Hush Puppy is not working alone. He's working for some politicians, whereby he helps them to loot money from people's accounts and, you know, he gives them their share. Hush Puppy is not going down alone. 47 countries want him for leading a hacking ring, costing individuals, businesses, and governments $450 million. Damn, that's a whole lot of money. He started naming prominent people. My sources in the Federal Bureau of Investigation are telling me that if not for the pandemic, they would have detained many Nigerian visitors to Dubai. Some of the people he named are certain politicians he allegedly laundered money for, with huge percentage cuts. Okay, yeah, someone said on Twitter that it's just the baby fraudster. That is, he has some grandfathers and fathers who are in the government who are, you know, giving him the instructions, whereby he does the looting of the money for them, the frauding, and then they give him a very huge percentage. This is so sad. Our politicians and the leaders should have values whereby they are going to be imparting on the younger generations. We're coming up, you can't be seeing them being like this, and then they expect, it is just bad. They're supposed to be people we're supposed to look up to because of their upright behavior. Not that they're paying up fraudsters to loot money from the citizens' accounts and organizations, you know, people's accounts. That is just so sad. And so moving on, we also have Oni of Ife adopts young portrait artist. The owner of Ife Adeyeye, Eniton Ogunwusi, has adopted Samuel, a 70-year-old boy who drew his portrait with pencil. This is great. In a post on his Instagram page on Thursday, the monarch also announced that he would foot the boy's tuition up to tertiary institution and employ him upon graduation. This is absolutely great news. I feel like in Nigeria, we don't support talents well. I can't see people with great talents. We don't empower them. Yeah. And I feel like if the empowerment of youths with, you know, great talents have been done, this country would have moved forward than this. And so this is a big thumbs up to the owner of Ife for this great act, for this philanthropic act. So, like, I am very, very happy about this. And so, also, moving on, okay, I'm coming. We have woman sues 19 of her husband's relatives for libel and defamation of character. Oh my God, I love it. A Nigerian woman has sued 19 of her husband's relatives for libel and defamation of character. The woman has a voice recording and videos of them calling her slut or ashawo, akuna kuna. Okay. The lady is also demanding an apology and 5 million naira each from 5 million naira from each of them. A lawyer told her she might lose the case. The lady, however, insisted on keeping her husband's relatives busy for at least 3 years. A Twitter user who shared the story wrote, "This woman is suing 19 of her husband's relatives for libel and defamation of character, and she has voice recording and videos of them calling her sluts, whore, a shower, a kuna kuna, some in private, some in public, and she's demanding an apology and 5 million naira from each of them. Love it. A lawyer is saying she might lose them, but she said she wants to keep them busy for 3 years so they can finally learn how to mind their business." Now, this is, I'm not saying we should sue family or something, but it's just, these days, a lot of people feel like it is right for them to say bad things about you and get away with it. It is so, so wrong for you to think that you can just, you know, spoil the, like, defame others, and then you can just move on with your life without, like, without any rumors that you just hurt someone. And so this is just like, this is a cry out that, nah, I'm not taking shit from you guys. I'm going to talk. Can you imagine that? Okay. I actually like it in a way, and I don't like it in a way. And so, guys, that is that for our entertainment news. I hope you enjoyed every bit of it. And right after this entertainment news, we'll be going on to our lifestyle tips. You really don't want to miss this one. Stay tuned in. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome back. And moving on now, we're going to our lifestyle tips. Today is going to be how to prevent body odor. Now, sweating is totally normal. Like, it is normal to sweat when you're performing physical activities, working under the sun, going to work, or in a warm room. It is completely normal to sweat. Sweating is the body's natural way of regulating its temperature. But the awful smell that sometimes accompanies sweat can be very embarrassing when you're with friends and when you're with friends or loved ones. But the actual truth is, your sweat is generally odorless. What causes the unpleasant smell is the bacteria that build up on your sweaty skin and reacts with sweat and oils to grow and multiply when sweat reacts with bacteria on the skin. These bacteria break down proteins and fatty acids, causing body odor in the process. So today, to prevent your body from smelling and to prevent your sweat from stinking, we'll be giving you simple tips on how to prevent body odor. Right after this break, we'll highlight those tips. Stay tuned in, we'll be right back. So welcome back, guys. It's time for our lifestyle. And as I said earlier, today is going to be how to prevent body odor. Now, number one is, use antibacterial soap. That's very, very important. Now, I'm not going to be advertising any antibacterial soap for you to use, but the most important thing is you must like the fragrance. You know, you have to have fun in the shower now. When you start bathing and then you're like, that is so refreshing. Exactly, that feeling. So you need to find the antibacterial soap that you love the fragrance. But the most important thing is that you need to have antibacterial soap that you use to bathe. So probably you mix soap and stuffs for yourself. Make sure it has antibacterial agents in them. It is very, very important, guys. Now, moving on, we have use antiperspirants or deodorant. Now, this makes me remember one of my teachers from secondary school. A particular lady, she called everybody and she was like, "Please, all people should be using deodorants and stuffs." But yes. Secondary school is a world on its own. And then she was like, use deodorant and stuff. If you don't have money for deodorant, use powder on your armpit to make it dry. And so what I got from her is that you should try as much as possible, like, to use those deodorants and antiperspirants. The antiperspirants reduce how you sweat, while the deodorants would mask the scent, you know, give you a very good scent, max the scent of the sweat, and so you smell good all through the day. So we just have to take very much, like, good note of that. It is very important. And then, while we are talking about antiperspirant and deodorant, my guys, my girls, everybody that is hearing me now, please and please, let us shave our underarms. It is very, very important. You know, this makes me remember something. When I was, like, entering, you know, puberty and stuff, like, I started having hair too, you know, started growing up, I started having hair in my armpit. If my mom, probably I'm wearing an armless and then I raise up my, and my mom sees hair in my armpit, she'd be like, shaking back a coney. We which literally means, should I help you to make it like in like make it like we will make the air on our head? So like, that's anytime I see air in my armpit, I'm like, do I want to make it? So that gives me the motivation. Like immediately I get my shaving stick and I shave it off. Then but I actually heard a lot of people complaining that while they shave, they start to itch. And let me tell you, itching is a bad thing. Itching, oh my god. Itching is the worst thing that can ever happen to you outside. Apart from, okay. Itching is the worst thing that can happen to you outside, apart from a butt scratching you. Like, when your armpit is itching, oh my god. Probably you're talking to people, then you have to just subtle, you know, put your hand there and then scratch. And so what do you do now? If probably when you shave, your armpit starts to itch a lot, or probably that's when you even sweat more. This is what you do. You need to find the deodorant that works for you, and it's not automatic, especially those that have sensitive skins like that. And also take note of the shaving stick you use. Don't just use anyone. You really need to take note of the shaving stick you use, so you won't be having that itch. That itch is actually very, very annoying. And so, but the deodorant, probably you got a deodorant today and it didn't work. Oh, forget, that's in the pain. When you buy a deodorant and then like you use it and then you don't even see the use at all. That thing is annoying as any other thing. Like, I'm always so annoyed. And so if you buy a deodorant and then it doesn't work well for you, you need to check the active ingredients in that deodorant and, you know, probably write it down or just take note of it. Probably the active ingredient in the deodorant is baking soda and tea tree oil, yes? And so next time you're getting a deodorant, make sure you check the can. What are the active ingredients in that new one, you know? And you make sure you don't buy a deodorant with the same active ingredients as the one you react to or that does not work well for you. Just take good note of that and you'll be fine. And you can also make your own deodorant itself with apple cider, vinegar, and water. Yeah. And so these things, you just have to be very careful, because sometimes you use some deodorant and then your skin starts, you start having bumps underarm, your skin starts to irritate, like your skin starts to react to it. So we really have to take a lot of notes of our deodorants. And so next one is, watch your diet. Yes, watch your diet. Okay guys, I don't know about you, but have you ever been with someone that eats a lot of garlic? Do you know that even if they're not eating the garlic presently while you're there, the garlic, you actually perceive the garlic from them. And that smell, I don't know any other smell that we can even use to describe that smell. But I have a memory whereby this stew was open in a class and there was so much garlic in it. Oh my god. I literally died in that class. I'm serious. And I'm just kind of, actually I'm very sensitive. My nose is very sensitive. So that day I was just like, who wants the stew? Please cover it up. Fine, the person that brought the stew felt bad, and I also felt bad personally for being like that. But the bottom line is, garlic is actually very, very healthy. That's just a fact. And probably because of people I met earlier that they were eating it in excess, it made me like to not like it at first. But then I read some article about the health benefits of garlic, and so now I use it in cooking. But while using it, I make sure it's not too much. You can't even detect it. But the fact is that it still does the same work. So you don't have to eat it in excess. Because when you eat it in excess, the aroma would come out, can come out from through your pores when you sweat. And that is terrible. It's embarrassing when you enter a room and then too much garlic you take, or onion, yes, onion. Too much garlic and onion probably reeks out, you know, from you. It could be, like I said earlier, body odor is embarrassing. Like, that's, it's so, so embarrassing. It isn't good at all. And so please, let's take note of what we eat. Let's take these things, you know, onion and garlic, in moderation. Yes. Let's take it in moderation. Yes. And so the next one, wear breathable fabrics. How would there be sun outside, scorching sun, and then you decide that you want to wear your hoodie? Don't you sweat? Please. Like, that would make you, and when you sweat more, that is the bacteria on your body. The bacteria starts to breed on your body when you sweat a lot. And so why would you wear something that is extra thick on a sunny day? Come on guys, like, what's happening now? So please, if there's so much sun, you can wear something that is very, very light, you know, Choose fabrics with better breathability, such as cotton, silk, and wool, to allow air to enter your clothes and keep sweat from building up. It is so important. It is so important. So you just really have to take note of those things. You know, when you sweat less, bacteria in your skin cannot grow and multiply as easily to cause body odor. So it is very important, guys. Very important, eh? Please. And then, number 5, do your laundry. Yes, do your laundry. It is so important to do your laundry. Like, it's very important to do your laundry. Because I personally am not, I'm not so used to putting on the same clothes, like, after wearing it. Because I believe no matter how small, I would have sweat on the clothes. Yes. And so I feel somehow wearing it back. Because when you wear the clothes, like, twice, especially probably when you wore the clothes at first, you're not supposed to sit down somewhere and not doing anything. You actually stood up, you did some things, you sweat, and then you wear it back. It's, even if the sweat are dried in the clothes, when you wear the clothes back, once you sweat a little bit, the clothes starts to wrink. Like, it starts to stink. So we really need to take note of all these things. Like, take a big note of it, guys. Like, it is so important. We don't want to... It's very good to smell nice. Like, have your own scent. See, when you enter, you know, when you enter, like, a particular place, and they're like, oh my God, what is that? Guys, if you smell so good, see, you're like, that is, you've done halfway when that girl you're trying to woo say. You've done halfway, and even as they woo or not, like, when you enter a particular place and you smell so good, they would give you a chance to talk. They really want to hear what you say. I'm serious, because it has to, you dress well, you smell good, people really want to hear what you have to say to them. So this, it is so important. It is important for you to what? To smell good. Like, it is very important. And then there's also a tip I want us to take note. Don't sweat the sweat. Sweat is good for you. It's a completely normal function that helps regulate your temperature and remove waste from your body. And don't forget, wearing buns smelling like roses or Old Spice. We have become so accustomed to smelling like something else that we forget what our body smells like, said Kellogg. There's a difference between how you naturally smell and you reeking of body odor. We all have our own natural smell, although I feel like Nigerians, we don't particularly know how to, you know, place it, like, what you actually smell like. You know, you read books, they'll be like, the cloth was having a apple scent, and I'm like, can I also buy? Because I really can't relate. Although, in a way, I actually can relate, but I can't place the scent that, okay, this is what it smells like. But I can relate to that. There's some clothes now. If I wear... probably my sister's clothes sometimes, like, if I wear, I especially a scent, I know that, okay, this is our clothes. And I'm sure mine too, when a cloth I've been wearing consistently, when you wear it, I'm sure you also be like, okay, I think Dami, this is Dami's clothes or something like that. So that's just, I understand it a little bit. But when the nurse starts saying, and it's smelling like forest, smelling like Old Spice, and I'm like, I can't relate, sorry. Okay, so guys, I have a tip for us. Make your own scent. A light, fresh scent can go a long way. I'm sure you want to have some scent, so you'll be like, it smells like apple. It smells like sweet almond. Oh my God. I'm definitely trying this out. So you can actually make your own scent with essential oils. You know, mix different essential oils together to make your own scent. And then, I personally feel like, still a bit disturbing yourself, just get perfume oil. Yeah, perfume oils are really good. So you can just stick to a particular fragrance. Yeah. I personally use this Eternity Woman, and I like it. Although I don't know what it smells like. I kind of like it. I think I'll sit down with it too and think of what it smells like. Is it apple? Is it, okay, it's definitely not strawberry. I know what strawberry smells like, but it's definitely not strawberry. So I'll sit down with it and, you know, try to get what it smells like. It's quite important, right? And so, guys, this is the end of how to prevent body odor. And I'm sure we learned a lot of things from these tips. And just the basic idea is that stay hygienic. All right, guys, so this is the end. Right after this break, we'll go on to our Did You Know?
Greatness. DJ Neptune. Joe Boy Bonday. go to buffet. Do my get so come my love back. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed back there, my don't eat the mado. Cussing over. About to put the baby to all my shit. I don't want to hear you say. I don't want to hear you say. You there with another man. The way your body rotate. I'm double like that because he with another man. I don't want to hear you say. I don't want to hear you say. You there with another man. The way your body rotate. I'm double like that.
Guys, to finish up the show now, we're going to our famous Did You Know? Okay, so I have just two Did You Knows for you guys today. And the number one is that, did you know that supermodel Bella Hadid is world's most beautiful woman according to science? She has a face that is 94.35% perfect. I wonder how many percent perfect my face is. Stories, I'm a pretty baby, like La Hot. On a perfect face, scientists say the length of an hair should be equal to the length of the nose, and the width of an eye should be equal to the distance between the eyes. Most people score between 4 and 6, but Isabella Kai added, born October 9, 1996, an American model scored 8, which made her the world's most beautiful woman. Whatever. So apparently, a face, she has a perfect face, a 94.35% perfect face. So judge yourself, how many percent perfect is your face? And then moving on to the next one. This one is well loved, I like it too. You have an excuse now. Did you know that the human saliva contains painkiller called opiophene that is 6 times more powerful than morphine? Natural painkiller found in human spit is more powerful than, let's say, ibuprofen. I think we're all familiar with that. Yes. So they said this explains why kissing is a natural painkiller, not just the emotional pain, but as well as physical pain. So on this note, we'll be ending up the show. So you have reasons to say you're kissing now. So oh well, this is nice. Okay, guys. So this is the end of my Did You Know. Cheers.
Okay guys, we've come to the end of today's TGIF edition of Cursory. Yep, I hope you had a great time, because yes, we did have a great time. Yeah, it was marvelous, it was refreshing, it was warming. We hope to see you again on Monday. Save the date, it's going to be our relationship talks day. Yeah, so mark your calendars. Okay, from me to you, we love you. From Cursory, we love you. We wish to see you here another Monday. Bye.